Shalom to all. Today we're with Maseches Menachos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi b'zeichet Afan Druzivik Hagon Bikarav Mamesh. And Mishnah Dalet tells us Nitmu Shireha. Let's say the Shirayim, the leftovers of the Karban Mincha, meaning whatever's left in the bowl after the kmitzah was taken off, they became tamei. Or Nisfu Shireha, the Shirayim got burned. Or of the Shireha, they got lost. So Kmitzah Rabbi Lezer Ksheru, Kmitzah Rabbi Shua Psula. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's kosher. According to Rabbi Shua, it's pasul. What's his machlekes Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua? So it's the same exact discussion in regards to a Karban. Let's say we have a karbon, the meat became tameh or burned or lost, but we still have the blood. And remember, the main avoida of a karbon is making sure its blood was sprinkled. Rabbi Lezer says, no problem. Just because we don't have the meat or there's a problem with the meat, we could still sprinkle the blood, and that's a kapara for the owner. Whereas Rabbi Shua says it's pasul. So it's the same thing with the karbon mincha. However, shaloi b'klishares, if the kmitza was not put into a klisharis, it wasn't put into one of the holy kelim and beis hamikdash, psula, so then it's pasul. However, Rabbi Shimon machshir, Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher. And lastly, hikter kum if the kaimitz was brought twice, so then it's kosher. What does it mean it was brought twice? So the minimum amount that the kain scoops up in the kmitza is 2 kizesim, and that means that he divided these 2 kizesim and brought them one at a time. So that's fine, because the minimum amount of kmitza that's able to be brought is a kizayis. So if he brought it twice, one kizayis now and one kizayis a little bit later, that's perfectly fine. But if he divided into more than 2 parts, it's not okay, because that means that each part is less than a kizayis. As we just said, the kmitza is not to be brought if it's less than a kizayis. Now we move on to Mishnah Hay with more important dinim about a karban mincha. Hakaimetz miutim akev es rubai. The kaimetz, its miut is ma'akev its rive. The minority prevents the majority. Another way of saying this is what we've mentioned before, is that if there's something missing from the kaimetz, if it's not a full kaimetz, then that's ma'akev, that prevents it from being kosher, even though he has an almost full kaimetz, it's rive, it's the majority of a kaimetz, since it's not the full thing, that little miut, that little bit that's missing, is ma'akev and it's not kosher. Similarly, ha'isarin miutim akev es rubai. The minimum of isarin of flour, even if it's missing a little bit, that's ma'akev, and that prevents it from being kosher, even though he has the majority. Similarly, hayayin, wine that's brought for nesachim, mi'utim akev es rubai. Even if there's a little bit missing, that's ma'akev, even though we have the majority, and it's not kosher. Hashemen, oil that's mixed up with the karban mincha, mi'utim akev es rubai. If a little bit's missing, that's ma'akev. Also, hasel hashemen ma'akev zezeh. The oil and the flour, those are ma'akev each other. If they're not mixed up with each other, and we don't have both of them, then the mincha is not kosher. And hakaimitz v'alavayna ma'akev zezeh, the kaimitz of the mincha and the levaina that comes along with it, the frankincense, they are also ma'akev each other. We need all of them, and if not, then the mincha's puzzle. Now we're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Vav and Zion, continuing with this theme, discussing two different things that go together and that are ma'akev each other, and if we have one without the other, then it's puzzle. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.